Let's move on then swiftly to the next part of our show, which I am quite interested. We've obviously been seeing a lot of gun violence going on, particularly in America. And whenever this happens, you get both sides of the partisan debate coming up and giving their perspective. And in particular, Israel seems to have been dragged into it because both sides are claiming that Israel is a model of good gun ownership. So we thought we'd get someone on the line who actually knows what they're doing, who owns a gun, who has used one, and he's also a policy expert. And the guy we have is Ran Barrio. He is the deputy director of the Qohelet Forum, and he joins us all the way from Israel. How are you doing, Ran?
Hi, good to have you on your show. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Me on
well, we don't mind me, you, as long as you're on. That's what we're interested in.
Yeah.
Just before we begin, a quick overview. What does your forum do?
So we are a policy think tank. We deal with economics and law. We try to do three things. One, to promote the concept of Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people. Two, we want to have better sovereignty. And three, we want to promote individual freedoms. So it puts us on the more conservative side of the political map. Sovereignty means when there's a tension between the elected representatives and the bureaucrats, we see democracy with the elected representatives.
Okay, so let's move on to this issue of gun control and mass shootings. Obviously, if you go to Israel, you will see people walking around with guns. Those are people in the military, even on their off days. But you don't seem to find these sorts of school shootings that we find in America, even if you do find other sorts of things. Can you give us a sense, what actually is the policy of gun ownership in Israel, for a start?
Sure. So first of all, to understand the legal framework, in Israel, carrying a gun is not a right. It's a permit. You have to have a background check, and it's a competency test, and only several people have permits. You have two groups, basically, who can carry a gun. One group would be police, army, security guards, and the other group would be individuals that have a certain permit from the government because of their background. For instance, I served in a combat special forces unit, so it's a cheap way for the government to have more security if they give me a gun. There are about 300,000 guns, registered guns in Israel, which combine all of the individuals who are allowed to have it, including private security companies. This does not include the army itself. So that's the status, right? That's the situation right now in Israel. And I think that the most important thing to understand is, and this is where it's a little bit different, we have a very low crime rate in Israel. So while in America, I know most people carry a gun, either it's because they believe it's a way to defend themselves from the government or a way to defend themselves from other people. To be honest, the main reason why people carry a gun in Israel is to defend themselves against acts of terror. Now, so it's very different, and that's why we have a different legal structure.
But there is, so what you're saying, there is actually almost a policy of the government to say, let's get weapons into the hands of trained civilians so that if there is a terrorist attack, there might be someone on hand to neutralize that situation.
That is correct. Because we had a wave of terror about 2.5 years ago until a year ago, the government noticed that usually the people who solved the terror attack were not police officers or army soldiers. They were actually just people who were walking down the street and had a gun. So the government said it's going to be easier, faster, and probably cheaper to just make sure that people who know how to use a gun will have a gun. So many people, especially from combat special forces units in the army who were in a certain rank, if they passed all of the background checking and they got a recommendation from a high-ranking officer, the government would make it very easy for them, relatively easy, not like in other countries, to get a gun.
But what happens if I'm, say, a made aliyah, I'm living in a part of Be'er Sheva, which is maybe not so safe, and I've decided that I want to, as a civilian, apply for a gun? I mean, how difficult is it for a sort of average civilian in order to get a gun in that respect?
So it's not easy at all to get a gun in Israel. If you made Aliyah, you will have to wait about 3 years until you would be allowed to get a permit. In addition, Be'er Sheva, it's a very safe area. If you would be living somewhere like either a settlement or an isolated farm far from Beersheba, that's more likely to get. So you have exceptions. You have people who will get the permit because, for instance, they are drivers and they drive equipment which is, I don't know, explosives or diamonds or gold. So for that, they will get a special permit to carry a gun. But these are, you know, the exception to the rule. That's not the rule. The rule is that you're not allowed to carry a gun unless you are under a certain criteria. And I gave you the two basic criteria. Either you're in the security field, or if you're living in a distant location and you, you're saying you needed to protect yourself, or because the government think it's better for the public security for you to have a gun.
So in other words, someone who's holding a gun in Israel has at some level had some kind of training so that they can use it. Because either you've been to the army or you have to go. I mean, does the system itself, if I apply for a gun, do I then have to learn how to shoot it or clean it or anything like that?
Well, to be honest, the answer would be yes, but I don't expect anyone to be here like a special forces soldier. People can get a permit and they're, you know, they shot like, I don't know, maybe 50 rounds. So they're not expert on handguns. Also, please keep in mind that most of the IDF, apart from special forces, most of the IDF uses a rifle and not a handgun. And a handgun is more difficult to use. And it's not almost impossible in Israel to get a permit for a rifle. So what you would get a permit is for a handgun. So people do know how to use it. They do have to take a certain test on the gun, and they have to shoot in a range, and they know how to deal with it, but they're not all experts.
Okay, so there is some sort of competency, but it's quite different from the culture in the States, right? There, you supposedly, if you believe the films and the documentaries, you can buy guns at a Walmart, and there's free-flowing ammunition, and you can get high-caliber weapons, multiple. It is kind of a different culture, even though there are many guns in the society.
True, it's a totally different. First of all, just to understand the amount of homicide you have in Israel, including terror, you'll get like one victim per million people, about, from handguns. Okay, that's about the ratio. It's 0.1 for 100,000 people. So it's a very low rate of homicide attacks. I know I'm going to upset some of the listeners. If I was an American citizen, I would probably support the Second Amendment. I just don't think it's relevant in any way in Israel. Because in Israel, we're a tiny country, again, with a very low crime rate, and we're not really worried about the government. I mean, people can really like or dislike Netanyahu. No one thinks it's going to be tyranny. You know, if a police officer is going to be brutal to you, you're going to be like, hey, Shlomo, I know your mom, you cannot do that. So with that understanding of a society, we have a different need. We don't need the Second Amendment like in other countries. We're mainly worried about terror, not crime and not the government. So that's a different society with a different behavior.
So would you say that given, first of all, the Americans' aversion to government and second of all, their crime rate, I mean, do you think that the current gun policy in the U.S. is justified, or do you think that there is other options that you could use to tighten up on gun laws that wouldn't necessarily infringe on the Second Amendment?
So first of all, I'm saying this with a lot of hesitation. I am not an American citizen, nor do I want to be. but I do believe that the Second Amendment is crucial for America. I would definitely, if I were an American citizen, I would support it. I think it's very important for people to be able to defend themselves from governments and from other people. And basically, the biggest amount of casualties, as far as I'm aware, is from handguns. And usually people who are talking about restrictions are talking about rifles. You know, there are other countries in the world that have very low guns, like Eritrea or Ethiopia or Tunisia. They have like the lowest guns per capita. But I'm not sure that you'd have less violence side or less terror there. So I don't think that guns are the problem. The issue is, how do you adjust the law and the culture to the society that is there?
Yeah, certainly an ongoing and interesting debate. Ron Barrio from the Kohelet Forum, thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 KFM.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.